And what do you know about Washington, their defense?
I know they play hard. I watched them play last night, well, Monday night against Dallas, and they look good. They're fighters. You know, Kerrigan, I don't really know his exact stats, but I know he has 7.5 sacks. So, you know, he's coming off the edge. And the other guy, the rookie, he's good too, though. You know, they're going to be tough competition.
You know, they were dialing up a lot of blitzes on Romo.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that because Teddy's young, they're probably going to try to do the same to him. Are you seeing more of a blocking role for you, just being a chipper, a helper?
As of right now, I really don't know. You know, we just now got in here. I'd probably be able to tell y'all more, you know, later on in the week. But right now, I'm just going to do whatever they need me to do.
Just how much of a roller coaster has it been? I mean, this team lets you go. You're unsure of your future. And next thing you know, when it's Sunday Tap or some other games, you're now having an impact.
I wouldn't really say it was a roller coaster because I just live life one day at a time and just know that God lets everything happen for a reason. So I wouldn't say it was a roller coaster, but it has been a fun ride, though, you know. Being able to play, like I think I was practice squad the first 3 weeks. And like he said, you know, I've been getting, you know, more playing time as it's going along. So it's been a blessing for sure.
And that synergy with Teddy, I mean, is it where you want it to be? I mean, it seemed like you guys were clicking on Sunday.
Oh, you know, Teddy's going to hit the open receiver, in my opinion. And that's my goal. You know, my goal is to get open to where Teddy can hit me. So, I mean, as far as synergy or whatever, I feel like it's good. I mean, it feels like it's good out on the field, but I mean, I guess it's just good. I don't know.
And how much of that faith that you had with Teddy came from the fact that in training camp, guys like you and Jarius were on the taking second team reps, and we're getting a lot of work with him, whereas guys like Rudolph weren't?
Yeah, it did help him a lot in training camp, them other guys, you know, because Teddy Castle was a starter or whatever, and, you know, they got to, you know, get in a groove earlier than, you know, Rudy or right. Greg or something. So, it helps a lot. Yes, sir.
Comfortable do you feel now? Do you feel like the practice squad days are over behind you, or are you worried that, you know, you can't take a step back at all, or you could go right back to that, or where are you at right now?
I don't plan on going back on practice squad. I could say that, but at the same time, I'm not the GM, I'm not the coaches, so I can't make that decision.
What sort of relationship you have with Coach Turner? Because he loves tight ends.
Yeah, I feel like me and Coach have a good relationship. You know, I like the way he coaches me. You know, he stays on top of it, make sure, because he sees something, you know, that maybe I don't even see it myself. So, you know, I appreciate him for that, and I like him as a coach.
I feel this offense is close to breaking out and really putting some points on the board.
Yeah, sir. I mean, just in history alone, you know, in Norris pass offenses, they score points, you know, so. Just coming from that and the way we feel in the, you know, offense when we have the ball, we feel like, you know, we're that close. You know, any game could be the breakout game that sets us for the rest of the year.